I'm fixing this.
Joyden Daniels.
Fuck!
Joyden.
Hey, at least you know I'm typing this shit out by hand.
That's right. That's true. I respect the work.
Joyden Daniels.
Joyden.
Hey, Michael Joyden Daniels over here.
God's sake. Michael Joyden Daniels. Great episode title if we don't come up with a better one.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-hosts Walker Kelly and Mike Valverde. NFL legal tampering period opens tomorrow. They can get in there and start tampering.
I love to tamper.
I love to tamper. So we ended up in a weird spot. We finished our free agency stuff, too early for draft stuff, so we're going to redraft the 2024 draft, go over some news. I have a player for 21 questions for Walker and Mike. I'm going to move it to the beginning of the episode because some folks said, did you almost forget last episode? And to that I say, how does it feel to be wrong? Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be wrong?
Well, no, right. I was right that you almost forgot last episode, but I'll give you credit. This episode, you certainly did not.
I did not. All right, Walker, how's it going today?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I watched Michigan State beat Michigan on senior night or senior day. That was good stuff. Apologies to Mike, but Mike, no, it wasn't. It sucked, actually. I watched the game. I respect a lot that Vlad Golden not only scored 29 points in the game, but also his major is he's getting a master's in social work, and I think that's cool. Shout out to Vlad Golden, the Russian Michigan player.
The Impaler?
Vlad the Impaler, that's correct. He is ginormous, dude. He's 7'1".
Jesus Christ. All right, Mike, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Kind of doing the same thing Walker's doing, watching the conference championships and some college basketball. So March Madness is on its way. Always excited about that.
I would like to say for the record, I picked SIU Edwardsville to win the OVC in like December, and somehow I got that right. I don't know what came over me to do that because they've never made the tournament before.
Right.
But I just watched them like play some big team really close, and I was like, these guys seem like they're kind of good, and the OVC sucks. So you never know.
Let's go Edwardsville.
Are the Gauchos in it?
No. The Big West has two really good teams, though. They have the new team, UC San Diego.
Boo.
They're 28-4.
Damn. Mm.
And UC Irvine is, I believe, 27-5.
UC Irvine wins 97-88 over UCSB. Gauchos drop regular season finale. Don't think they're... Yeah, they're not in the dance. They're not good, folks.
They are. they went 19-12, 11-9 in conference play.
That's good, right?
That's not bad.
That's good, right? All right. Speaking of things that are good, let's play 21 questions. So we debuted this last week. First guy was Jared Allen. So this week, I forget who started last week. I think Mike started Mike last. Did. Yep, yeah. So Walker, we'll start with you. 21 questions. Try to guess the NFL player.
Okay. Is he an active player?
Yes, he is not retired.
Cool.
Does he play wide receiver?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Okay. Nailed it.
You guys narrowed it down to like 300 guys.
Well, you know. Is he a free agent?
Yes.
Ooh.
Free agent. Wide receiver. Did he play in the AFC?
He did play in the AFC.
Do we make a nickname out of his name sometimes?
No. I'm curious who you were thinking of.
There. It is not Amari Cooper.
No, it is not Amari Cooper.
let's see. Does Does a guess count as a question?
Nah.
Okay.
As long as you do one guess, don't just run through every wide receiver.
Is it this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
I think a guess should count as a question, to be honest.
I agree.
All right, fine.
Yeah, I think we should make it harder on ourselves.
Now I'm going to guess the player. Is he?
Wait, hold. No. That's not how it works. You don't get to ask the questions.
We ask the questions around here.
That's right.
Has he played for multiple teams?
Yes.
Has he also played in the NFC?
Yes.
All right, I believe we're at 9 questions.
I have 7.
7? Oh, yeah. Even better.
Yeah. Oh, both, huh? Is it Brandon Cooks?
It is not Brandon Cooks. Beautiful boy.
Is it DeAndre Hopkins?
It is not DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
Is it MVS?
It is not MVS. I'm gonna give you both a hint. Okay.
I don't need it.
You don't need it?
Got it.
Keenan Allen.
Strong.
Damn. Okay, never mind. Apparently we need it.
Can I give you the hint now?
Yeah.
I was very specific when you said, is he an activized player? I said, yes, he is not retired.
Okay. Mike, I think it's your question.
Is it my question?
Yeah, because I guessed Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
And I got it wrong. So apparently it's somebody who is a free agent and is not on a team and wasn't on a team, but has not retired.
Correct. That's not a question, but that is correct.
I'm
affirming your deduction.
Yeah.
Fucking announce. Tim Patrick.
No, Tim Patrick was on a team last year. He was on the Detroit Lions.
He wasn't on a team last year?
He was not on a team last year.
Has he changed his name?
No, it is not Robbie Chosen Anderson.
Okay. Man.
I'll give you, if you haven't gotten any closer, I'll give you another hint at 14. So you're at 13 guesses or 13 questions right now.
All right. So Mike gets one more question and then we're going to get another hint. Man. Mike's really thinking.
This guy is not like, I was like, ooh, I should do like JJ Stokes. And I was like, we're not doing that. This guy is relevant.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And, whose question is it?
It's Mike's question.
Oh, I thought it was yours because I guessed.
Oh, my gosh.
No, because I said, has he changed his name?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed that. I didn't pick that up. Crap. I don't want it to be my turn. Van Jefferson?
No, Van Jefferson.
He was also on a team last year.
Yeah. He was on Pittsburgh. All right. Before Walker asks a question, this player made 5 Pro Bowls.
Well, it's certainly not Van Jefferson.
Got his ass. Odell Beckham Jr.?
No, that's incorrect. You guys jump straight to guessing the player instead of trying to winnow it down some more.
Well, sometimes.
6 more questions. Mike, it's on to you.
5 Pro Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't on a team last year? And it's not Odell Beckham.
And he's old, apparently. He must be pretty old.
He is in his 30s. Man, I thought this was going to be easier than Jared Allen.
Now, down to 5 Pro Bowls.
5 Pro Bowls, has played predominantly in the AFC, did play in the NFC, did not play last year, but is not retired, and is a wide receiver.
Yeah.
This is so easy. I'm looking at his Pro Football Reference page.
Well, yeah, you're kidding, asshole.
There's nothing really that I can think of to guess. A Pro Bowler, didn't play last year. I can't think of any other questions. He played for both conferences, AFC and NFC. He's now active. Tyler Lockett. I don't know.
Nope. At 20, I'll give you both another hint.
Okay. I'm thinking... So this is question 17?
This is question 17. And to recap again, played in both conferences, predominantly in the AFC, a wide receiver who is not retired but did not play last year and is not currently on a roster. And he made 5 Pro Bowls.
Right. I'm going through teams.
No.
I know it's not good radio, but I'm trying to go through teams to think of who it could be. Texans, no. Titans, that's the other team in that division. I was like, who the hell is the other team in that division?
What's funny is if you were to ask me to list out every NFL team, the Titans would always be number 32, and I would I'm like, what is that? There's one last team, and I can't remember what it is.
I always get there, but it's never easy. Emmanuel Sanders.
It is not. Fun fact, it was almost Emmanuel Sanders when I was trying to think through who I was going to choose for this. It was almost Manny Sanders. All right, that is 17. So, Mike, you are on 18.
I give up. This is too hard.
Do you cede your question to Walker?
No, not yet. I'm thinking...
no, not yet.
I should, though. What's the name of who am I thinking of? What's the guy from the Jets?
Mike, you keep forgetting he was not on a team last year.
But I don't know if this guy was on. Was he on the? Yeah, he was on the Jets last year. Yeah, I concede my pick. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Man.
Wait. Do you want? Walker, do you want 2 questions in a row, or do you want to cash in that question for a hint?
I'll do that.
He once led the NFL in receptions.
Jarvis Landry.
Correct. Jarvis Landry, last seen... sadly, the Jacksonville Jaguars 2024 rookie mini camp tryout did not make it on the roster, but he has not officially filed his retirement paperwork.
Jarvis Landry. Made 5 Pro Bowls. How the hell did you pull that out of your ass?
I did not realize he made 5 Pro Bowls.
Three with the Dolphins, two with the Browns. Thank you. And then his one NFC team, can either of you name it? Because I forgot this happened until I looked it up.
Saints?
Yep. 9 games with the Saints. 3 starts, put on season-ending IR with an ankle injury, and never played football again. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Jarvis Juice Landry. Teammates with two guys that you named.
Odell Beckham.
And? Amari Cooper.
Oh, I was going to guess Brandon Cooks.
No.
New Orleans.
No, because Brandon Cooks wasn't in New Orleans at that time. Yeah. All right. So we're going to do a quick news rundown, news dump since the last time we talked, and then we're going to redraft the draft. Sound good?
We're taking a dump on the news, folks.
That's right. First bit of news. Geno Smith traded to the Las Vegas Raiders for a 3rd rounder. We were talking about basically the Raiders needed a quarterback upgrade. Mike put it best. Oh, no, my AOC shares in the group chat. He's reunited with Pete Carroll. I think this is good for both Jacoby Myers and Brock Bowers because he is a competent NFL quarterback.
Yes, I agree. Also, it's good news for Tyler Lockett, who is definitely going to be a Raider now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Released another bit of news. Didn't make the list because I think did it happen before we talked last time?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, Tyler Lockett also released, so they're probably going to make it to Vegas. So, Mike, how are we feeling about Geno Smith on the
Raiders?
Raiders. Arrow up, arrow down, pretty much the same.
I think it's if any direction is probably going to be down just a little bit because he doesn't have the wide receivers he did in Seattle. And so the only viable really weapon, I mean, Jacoby Myers is pretty good, but Brock Bowers obviously is great. We'll see if he can continue his rookie success, which I don't see why he won't, but no running game whatsoever. And that's going to hurt. So I think that it's going to drop down, somewhat, not great, but not a great deal, but a little bit.
Okay. So we've got two pieces of running back news. Gus Edwards was released by the Chargers. I think their top, running back on the roster now is Hassan Haskins. So that's fun. Not good. And then Aaron Jones resigns with Minnesota. I think we said this was likely what was going to happen when we previewed free agency. So not much to talk about there. Davante Adams. So released as in he will be released when the league opens tomorrow. Tuesday. He's going to be released by the Jets. Where do we want Davante Adams to go? We talked about this last week, actually, I realize.
Raiders.
Because it happened right as we were starting the episode. Yeah. Christian Kirk was going to be cut by the Jags, but the Texans came and said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And they traded him for a 7th round pick. So now the Texans have a second weapon here. How do we feel about Christian Kirk in Houston for 2024 or 2025 fantasy football?
I think he'll be all right. I mean, he'll probably rack up a good 80 catches or something, but I don't think he's going to hit 1,000 yards. He probably won't catch very many touchdowns. So kind of like a high floor, low ceiling, like wide receiver 3/4.
All right. Would some say he is a Houston Jacoby Myers?
No, not even as good as Jacoby Myers anymore, oh, wow. I don't think.
Oh, wow. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think a change of scenery will inspire him a little bit, but outside of that, I don't see much improvement. So I do see the arrow going a little bit up with him, but it's not going to be something that's going to excite anybody. So if he falls to you in the later rounds, go for it. If not, then you're not going to be missing on anything.
Okay. And just a reminder, last year that Stephon Diggs was on pace for about exactly 1,000 or 100 and 1,000. So I could see that definitely happening with Christian Kirk to a lower level, like 90 and 900 filling that role. Like we said, Hollywood Brown is back with the Chiefs. We figured that would happen. Xavier Worthy accused of domestic violence, but then they're not filing charges. So I don't know what's going on there. We'll just wait and see. He's going to play in 2025 because the NFL moves so slowly on these things. Most important news of the week so far, Mike Gesicki re-signs with Cincinnati for a 3-year deal. So one of the three big free agents or pending re-signs that they need to do is complete. They just need to get Chex Notes T. Higgins and Chex Notes Jamar Chase happy and under long-term contracts. But they got the important guy. Rip in peace to Ben Sinnott. Zach Ertz has re-signed to the Washington Commanders. And Tommy Tremble has re-signed with the Panthers. On the offensive line, Ronnie Stanley re-signed with Baltimore. And then Myles Garrett got $40 million to shut up about how much he hates Cleveland. Greg Rousseau got extended. Joey Bosa, Von Miller, Jonathan Allen, Harold Landry, Malik Collins, and Za'Darius Smith were released by the Chargers, Bills, Commanders, Titans, Niners, and Lions, respectively. The Lions re-upped with Marcus Davenport and Derek Barnes, and Tampa Bay re-upped with Levante David. So there's your rundown there. Not a lot of fantasy-relevant stuff in the second half there, just stuff to run down. And Joey Bosa will be a 49er. Two Bosas, baby.
Yes.
Hey, the good news is my favorite team will also be the favorite team of the President of the United States of America. So how about that?
Jeff, is that good?
Is that good? All right. So anything either of you want to add about that news rundown, roundup?
I'm the Lions person, so I guess I'll just say a lot of Lions fans are like freaking out that we cut Za'Darius Smith. Why? He's going to be 33 years old, and he's, like, above average.
Za'Darius Smith was a player that the Lions needed last year but don't need anymore.
Exactly. I mean, they're gonna draft an edge rusher. They're probably going to sign another one in free agency. So I don't really see the big deal here. They saved $12 million by cutting him. It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Also, what I didn't realize, Niners saving $10 million by cutting Malik Collins. Why? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that makes sense that you would get rid of him at that point. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through the 2024 NFL draft first round. We have the picks in order that they were when the draft started. We will decide as we go if whoever's controlling that team, if you would like to make that trade that was made, whatever team that was set to pick first gets to make the decision. So, for example, the Jags traded back with the Vikings. Walker, you control the Jags. If you would like to do that, you can trade back. The Bills traded back with the Chiefs. I control the Bills. I get to decide if I get to do that, so on and so forth. So we're going to do it in the same order that we did our draft last year. That's why these colors are like this in our doc, because this is the same colors as last year. That's what they were the other time, because I copied and pasted it. So in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears picked first with their number one pick. They drafted Caleb Williams. It was a disappointment. We'll say he didn't quite live up to number one pick status. And in fact, he wasn't even the best quarterback in this class after the rookie year. That was Jaden Daniels, who won the all rookie team honors, led the Commanders to the NFC championship game. And in this alternate reality, he is running for his life in Chicago. Jaden Daniels is a Chicago Bear. So now the Commanders on the clock. Walker, you are redrafting. Jaden Daniels is off the board.
He is. This is a tough one for the Commanders, I will say. I'm gonna make Mike mad probably, and I'm gonna make his job harder because I'm gonna steal Drake May from the Patriots.
Ah, I see what you're doing there.
Fun fact, Walker, do you know who you drafted last April with that pick?
Drake May,
that's correct.
Yep.
All right, Mike, we're on to the Patriots and you. There's one quarterback left on the board who was supposed to go in the top three. There are six quarterbacks on the board. Or do you go off board with the Patriots, go somewhere else?
No, I think they definitely are pretty excited that Caleb Williams fell to them. So Williams is the pick.
All right, so through three picks, we have the quarterbacks completely shifted around, whereas in the NFL draft, it went Williams, Daniels, May, and now goes Daniels, May, Williams. Precipitous drop for Caleb Williams. Speaking of precipitous drop, I have the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals took Marvin Harrison Jr. in this draft. Marvin Harrison Jr., by all accounts, had a good rookie year.
Yeah.
But there is another player on a worse team that had an even better rookie year.
Killer?
No. I am eschewing the killer and Marvin Harrison, and I'm going with Malik Nabers.
Okay. Interesting.
And I'm going Malik Nabers here. Malik Nabers, I think he faded down the stretch. But he came on hot. The killer, we're referring to Brian Thomas Jr., the BTJ killer. He came on later on in the season, so he's more prevalent in our mind. But I think after their rookie years, I would rather have Malik Nabers than Brian Thomas Jr. or Marvin Harrison Jr. And I realized interesting. That. Yeah. All right. So we are on to pick five and the Chargers. In the real life draft, they drafted offensive tackle Joe Alt. Walker, in this draft, who did they take?
I think I would change this, but I don't think the Chargers would change their pick. I really don't. I think that they liked all. He did a great job at right tackle in his first season. I think they stick with Alt here.
Okay, so Joe Alt. Sticking with Joe Alt. Oh, my God. I'm typoing all over the place. Joe Alt. Last year in the draft, Walker, you took Brock Bowers with that pick.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing it again, but they wouldn't do that.
Yeah. All right. Mike, with the Giants, they took Malik Nabers last year. Malik Nabers off the board. They could stay with the wide receiver, get Marvin Harrison Jr., Brian Thomas, Roma Dunze. They could go quarterback, Penix, McCarthy, Nix. They could go Brock Bowers. Where in a redraft of last year's draft, where are they going?
Well, they understand that Daniel Jones isn't going to work out, not going to work out. So they need a quarterback, and that quarterback is Bo Nix.
Bo Nix jumping up the board. The Broncos, furious, punching the air. All right.
God damn it.
So Bo Nix hooked on Bonix. Huge jump for Bo Nix.
Boney.
All right. So the Tennessee Titans last year took J.C. Latham. I was thinking that Latham was going to fall to them with this. I'm sorry. I was thinking that Alt was going to fall to them with this pick. Last year I had them taking Joe Alt. I'm not going to pretend like I'm some sort of, amazing, like offensive tackle evaluator, but I saw a lot of people had, Taliese Fuaga ranked over J.C. Latham after their rookie year. So I'm going to go with Fuaga.
Okay, that's fair.
Switching it up.
All right. So I got the Falcons now at eight. They took Michael Penix Jr., which was interesting. Obviously, now it looks a little better because Kirk Cousins doesn't have it anymore, and they're probably going to cut him. So they think they have their quarterback of the future, at least. They don't really need a receiver either. What I'm going to do here is, this is a pretty big jump up the board, but I'm going to go with Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jared Verse.
I was wondering, because I remember in the real draft, we were like, why are they not taking a defensive player here?
Right.
And Rocker. Damn, I cannot talk today. Walker fixes that problem, so... Michael Penix sliding down the board now. Mike, we are on to you and the Chicago Bears. In real life, they took Roma Dunze, but in this redraft, there are two better wide receivers still on the board for them.
Yeah, there's definitely two wide receivers better, but they need some help on that offensive line. And with the needs there so much, they're going to go J.C. Latham.
J.C. Latham. So in real life, he's going. I think that's a smart move. I think in the draft, we were saying that they should have taken an offensive tackle. Let's see. Last year, I had them taking Olu Fashanu with that pick. So, or Mike, you did. So the Jets. Do they still want to trade down with the Vikings? Let's see. I'm going to say the Jets trade down.
Yeah.
And so the Vikings pick here.
Okay, so it's me.
Yeah, so it's Walker.
Okay. Yeah, I think they stick with JJ.
Oh, wow. JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, I think they believe in him, so I think they stick with him.
All right. So now the Jets are on the board, and the Jets, man, they sprint to the podium. Sprint!
For penis?
No.
Wow. For Brock Bowers.
Yes. They sprint to the podium, take Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers will give their offense another weapon for who knows, but they know that they have a young player for the future that they can build around with Garrett Wilson. So Garrett Wilson, Brock Bowers, Breece Hall as your like core, Breece Hall for now. And they can get quarterback, you know, in free agency. Those three and Justin Fields. Who's stopping this offense?
Now we have Mike with the Broncos.
Mike sniped from himself.
Yeah. Yes, Mike sniped by Mike.
The Broncos are going to go in an offensive direction here. Someone that they really need at wide receiver, and that is the killer, Brian Thomas Jr.
Ooh, damn.
Oh, bang.
So we've got
no quarterback, but BTJ Killer is a Bronco.
They have a quarterback. They traded for Zach Wilson. Don't forget.
Jarrett Stidham better.
Not wrong. So some guys who have slipped, Marvin Harrison Jr. still on the board. Roma Dunze still on the board. Michael Penis, Brock Bowers.
Not Brock Bowers. You just
took Brock Bowers. I forgot to X him out. Sorry. Michael Penis, Fashanu. No, those guys hadn't gone yet in the real draft either. So we're going to the Raiders. Man, the Raiders are going to continue with the bit of having a just okay quarterback. And they're going to
take Michael Penis.
They're going to do what they hope to do in the draft where they ended up with Brock Bowers and take the sixth best quarterback in this draft potentially.
Woo!
With Michael Penix Jr. Now we're on to the Saints. Saints blocked out of getting a good quarterback, except for Jordan Travis still on the board. Spencer Rattler still on the board.
who they in real life they drafted in the fifth round.
Yeah, exactly. So, Walker, Saints pick 14. Last year they took Taliese Fuaga. Who are they taking this year?
Well, I'm looking through these players, and honestly, I feel like the guy who had the best rookie season kind of stands out to me as Quinion Mitchell.
Yeah.
The corner from Philly. I think the Saints could really use a shutdown corner. Obviously, they figured out that Marshon Lattimore is not as good as he used to be. He's more injured than he used to be. Traded him away. Paulson Adebo is a free agent and is going to demand a big contract that they don't have the ability to pay him. Mitchell would fix that problem.
All righty. So, Mike, we're on to your boys. They took Laiatu Latu last year, edge rusher. Who are they taking this year?
As much as they would love to have Marvin Harrison Jr. as an
injury. Oh man, yeah.
they're pretty okay with depth and strength wise at wide receiver. What they need is a pass rusher, and the best pass rusher available is Latu. So they'll go with Latu.
All right. Is this the only team so far who redrafted what they drafted last year?
Let's see.
Looks like it.
Joe Alt.
Oh, Joe Alt. Yeah.
That's the only. And then McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Perfect.
McCarthy, and Latu.
All right. Seahawks. Last year they drafted Byron Murphy. This year they're going to make their team better and make another team in the division worse. They're going to take Braden Fisk instead of Byron Murphy. Braden Fisk had a better rookie year than Murphy. And so they're going to take. He made the. All rookie first team, and Byron Murphy didn't make either any of the four defensive line slots. So we're going to go next to Walker, who controls the Jags. Walker, you could trade down with the Vikings and you would basically switch spots because you control the Jags and the Vikings right here.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if the Vikings actually would trade up, knowing what they know now. You know what? I'm going to say, I'm going to leave the trade as it is.
Okay.
So, we're so the Vikings do pick at 17.
Okay.
And all right. I think instead of Dallas Turner, they take Cooper DeJean.
Ooh, Cooper DeJean. I was wondering how high up Cooper DeJean was going to end up this time.
Yeah, two consecutive white boys.
Because last year we took Cooper DeJean. Walker, you took Cooper DeJean going to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, I'm glad they didn't do that. Ooh, that would have sucked.
So Walker just sprinting Cooper DeJean to the Vikings throughout space and time in all multiverses. So
when he signs Mike, with the Vikings in free agency in 4 years, I'm going to be so mad at myself.
Walker's going to be Googling how to return the lathe of heaven.
Yeah, get this shit out of here.
I'm tired of this. All right, Mike, you got the Bengals. Last year they took Amarius Mims, this offensive tackle. This year they are taking
Amarius Mims as well.
Amarius Mims again. Pretty happy with that pick.
Yeah, he played decent when he had to fill in this year, and they didn't even expect him to play this year. So I think he's doing pretty good.
Yeah. So, all right. The Rams.
They got fucked.
Yeah. Well, did they? Because they're going to replace Cooper Kupp
with Big Marv.
With Big Marv, with Marv Harrison Jr. They now have Marvin Harrison Jr. and Puka Nacua, both under rookie deals.
Ooh, nice. Ooh.
Matt Stafford making $100 billion a year.
Exactly.
But now, yeah, they have a 1-2 punch of Puka and Marvin Harrison Jr. So thanks, universe. You made the Rams better. All right. So, Walker, you're on to Troy Fatanu, offensive tackles for the Steelers last year. Didn't really play. Played in like two games last year.
Yeah, he looked all right, but they need playmakers on offense, so we're going to get the last like really good receiver that had a great rookie season with Ladd McConkey here.
Yeah. I almost went bad Ladd with – so my plan was because I thought Marvin Harrison was going to be gone, and I was going to go bad Ladd with the Rams pick to replace Cooper Kupp. Replace Cooper Kupp with young Cooper Kupp.
Totally fair. Yeah. Mike's picked Latu again. He's picked Mims again. Now he's got a Chop Robinson option. He could do it again.
Okay, definitely.
Mike getting the easiest run here. Just being like, yep, he liked their pick.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Actually, I'm kind of tempted by that as well. But I did have someone different that I wrote down for the Miami Dolphins. And I'm going to go with what I wrote down, and that's offensive lineman Graham Barton.
Graham Barton. So center Graham Barton, right?
They need a center, too. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, Graham Barton was drafted by the Buccaneers in the real-life draft. Was good for them. Did not make the all-rookie first team, but a lot of folks said second-best rookie center drafted last year. All right, so the Eagles, get fucked. No Quinyon Mitchell. No Cooper DeJean. So instead, they're going to get another good cornerback and taking Terry Arnold instead.
Oh, wow.
Transferring the get fucked from the Eagles to the Lions.
Interesting. Okay. Well, now I have a real decision to make.
Now, Walker, you have the Jags, who are on the receiving end of the trade from earlier. So at 23, who are the Jacksonville Jaguars taking?
Yeah, I don't love it. I'm going to be honest. But, man, they really need a good interior defensive lineman. I think I'm going to go to Vondre Sweat.
Wow. So, Byron Murphy falling down the board. To Vondre Sweat?
Not that Byron Murphy is bad, but Tavondre Sweat stuffs the run and makes a division opponent worse.
And had a fat man pick.
Absolutely correct.
So
you love to see that.
All right. Oh, you know what? You know what I missed here?
You missed a trade thing, yeah.
I did. I missed the Cowboys and Lions trading. Oh, boy.
So Mike at 24 with the Cowboys can pick, or he can accept the trade and put me on the clock.
Yeah. So, Mike, pick 24. Cowboys, or do you want to trade the pick to Walker and the Lions?
I'm going to keep this pick.
Oh, so whoa. It's the Cowboys. So Lions getting...
Lions getting really interesting board falling here, and yeah. Interesting in not a great way.
Yeah. So Cowboys stay. So Mike, who are the Cowboys taking here?
They're gonna go running back.
In Big Philly. Buck.
And Big Buck, it is Bucky Irving.
Oh, I was gonna say
full more like Cowboys Irving. Am I right?
That's right.
Oh man, I can still send Isaac Garrido to the Niners, who they took like three rounds later. Let's go, baby. All right. I was thinking Bucky Irving was going to be a Chief. That's what I was thinking. So
interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Chiefs, first round running back. What could go wrong? Never seen it go wrong before. All right. Packers went really boring last year. Drafted Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle. He is like the third best tackle left on this board. So I'm going to give Olufashanu to the Packers instead.
Yeah, makes sense.
Just stay in same spot, better player. Taking advantage of the board falling to them. All right, so Walker, you've got the Buccaneers, who took Graham Barton last year. They got fucked, but there's still two good centers on the board.
Right, yeah, I'm just going to slide Zach Frazier right in there.
Frazier and Barton were the two best centers last year, so it makes a lot of sense. All right, Mike, we're back to you. The Cardinals took Darius Robinson last year. You know Darius Robinson isn't on this because he sucked butt.
Barely played because he was hurt also.
Yeah, so who are they taking instead of Darius Robinson here at edge?
Well, they like the name Robinson quite a bit, but Chop. They're going to go with better Robinson and Chop Robinson.
Chop Robinson, the Cardinals doing well. So I've got the Bills here. The Bills traded up to the Chiefs, or traded up, blah, blah, blah. Traded back with the Chiefs to give the Chiefs number 28. And then they traded back again, or the Chiefs traded back with the Panthers. So this gives me a weird spot, but I'm going to keep the Bills are going to keep their pick.
Okay.
The Bills are keeping their pick here because they in this universe, they're run by smart players and or smart folks, and they're not giving the Chiefs the player that they want. Oh, my God. I didn't have Keon Coleman on this list. Yeah. Okay, there we go. And then they're going to take instead. Xavier, instead of trading the pick to the Chiefs and they take Xavier Worthy, the Bills will keep the pick and take Roma Dunze.
Yeah.
Giving them a guy who could potentially be a number one in that offense with Khalil Shakir as well in the Shakira Dunze 1-2 punch. And then they never have to trade for Amari Cooper. So it saves them some trouble later on down the line. All right, Walker, you've got the Lions. In real life, this went to the Cowboys and Tyler Guyton, but the Cowboys did not trade back. So who are the Lions taking here, Walker?
Well, I've got a lot I could do here. Kool-Aid McKinstry had a good rookie season and is another Alabama corner that would fill in where Terrion Arnold was this season. You know, we've got some interesting linebackers. I like Edgerrin Cooper a lot, but I'm going to go with a personal favorite that would have really helped out fill in some of the injuries this past season, and that's Jerjon Newton.
Ooh, Jerjon Newton almost didn't make the list until I was looking at PFF scores from pre-draft last year. So Walker almost picked off the board.
Wow.
Jerjon Newton. Of course, I made sure that Eric All and Theo Johnson were on the list. But
yeah, I couldn't leave those guys off.
Oh, of course not. All right. So the Ravens in the real draft, they took Nate Wiggins. Mike, guess who's still on the board? Nate Wiggins.
Nate Wiggins. No, they're not going to go Nate Wiggins. They're going to go offensive line and Troy Fatanua.
Even in our fictional universe, there is AFC North incest. In real right. life, he went to the Steelers. In the Mind Palace, he goes to the Ravens. All right. The Niners can set right what once went wrong. The thing that I've been trying to say four or five times, gotten it wrong every single time. In the real draft, they took Ricky Pearsall. In this draft, they are getting cornerback help. And they're Kool-Aid. Going with Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Kool-Aid.
More like cool name McKinstry.
Cool name McKinstry. Of course, they don't know, but they're going to be losing Treverius Ward for a big chunk of the season. They're going to be down to the mat cornerback-wise. This will give them a reset on the future with Kool-Aid McKinstry. So, Walker, you are picking for the Chiefs, or you could be picking for the Panthers.
Yeah. What I'm doing is, right now, I'm going through and eliminating all of the guys from the list that I know I'm not going to take.
Hmm. So, Walker, you accidentally deleted all the tight ends.
No. No. What I will say is this pick was Xavier Legette in real life. It's not going to be a receiver this time around.
Oh, so it's going to... Oh. Is it staying with the Panthers or is it going to the Chiefs?
I'm going to say... I'm going to keep it with the Panthers because... I would rather the Panthers get a good player than the Chiefs.
Yeah, get fucked, Kansas City.
But they spent a shitload of money on their offensive line last year, so they wouldn't take Jackson Powers Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down to three players. We've got Nate Wiggins, which honestly I think with J.C. Horn, despite being punked by Derek Carr in week one, he had a really good season. Three on your head. So I think it's not going to be Nate Wiggins. Leaves me with Byron Murphy, who... has fallen a long way in this for a player who did pretty good this season.
Yeah.
And Edgerrin Cooper, who got hurt, but also when he was playing was super good.
Right.
But I think the Chiefs are going to plan, or the Panthers are going to plan for Derek Brown's eventual absence, and they're going to go with Byron Murphy.
Wow. All right. So Byron Murphy rounds out the top 32. So in the redraft of the 2024 NFL draft, the Bears go from Caleb Williams to Jaden Daniels. The Commanders go from Jaden Daniels to Drake May. The Patriots go from Drake May to Caleb Williams. Boston Sports Talk Radio talking about how they got a wicked steal with Caleb Williams. Cardinals stick with wide receiver, but go from Marvin Harrison to Malik Nabers. Chargers stay pat with Joe Alt. Giants go from Malik Nabers to Bo Nix.
Very interesting.
Hey, if it works, it works. The Titans go from J.C. Latham to Fuaga. Falcons make the biggest swerve, I think, going from Michael Penix to Jared Verse, which is, I think we all co-sign that.
Going from picking an average quarterback to the best defensive player in the draft.
Yeah, I think we all co-sign that one. And then we have, oh, I got lost. Then we have the Bears going from Roma Dunze to J.C. Latham. I think a good move for them. Rome didn't pan out for them their rookie year. Walker gave the Vikings a rerun on J.J. McCarthy. The Jets steal Brock Bowers from the Raiders. Instead of Olu Fashanu, they get Brock Bowers, give Aaron Rodgers another weapon. So they don't have to trade for Davante Adams. Mike sniped from himself. Broncos went from Bo Nix to BTJ Killer. Raiders went from Brock Bowers to Michael Penix. Huge glow up here from the Saints. Quinyon Mitchell jumped like 10 spots from the Eagles to the Saints. Mike staying pat with the Colts and Laiatu Latu. I switched up. The Seahawks took Braden Fisk instead of Byron Murphy. Walker took Cooper DeJean. Again, to the Vikings. Two drafts in a row. Amarius Mims sticks with the Bengals. Marvin Harrison stops his slide going to the Rams instead of Jared Verse. Ladd McConkey to the Steelers. Graham Barton to the Dolphins. Terrion Arnold to the Eagles instead of Quinyon Mitchell. The Jags don't get the steal of the draft in Brian Thomas. They get Tavondre Sweat instead. Mike solving the Cowboys running back problem. Instead of... the Lions getting Terrion Arnold, the Cowboys get Bucky Irving. Packers get an upgrade on offensive tackle instead of Jordan Morgan. They get Olu Fashanu. The Buccaneers still take a center instead of Grant Barton. It's Zach Frazier. Cardinals get a better Chop or better Robinson. Chop instead of Darius. I stopped the Bills from trading with the Chiefs, and they take Rome Odunze instead. Jerjon Newton goes to the Lions instead of that pick going to the Cowboys. Troy Fatanu goes to the Ravens. Kool-Aid McKinstry to the Niners, and Byron Murphy to the Carolina Panthers. So, how do we feel? We feel good? Feel happy?
Yeah.
I think I like the biggest jump was Bucky Irving by far. Went from fourth round to pick 24.
Uh-huh.
What's the biggest fall here?
Probably Marvin Harrison falling 15 picks.
I'm trying to see who Dallas Turner went from 17 to out of the first round.
So that would be 16 picks at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
16 Turner. Picks. Yep. Dallas Turner, the biggest drop.
Huh. Yeah. I kind of was, when you were saying, I was thinking that you were going to take Dallas Turner instead of Jerjon Newton.
No.
Oh, Walker hates Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner didn't do anything last year. He looked bad.
Oh, I didn't pay too much attention to Dallas Turner. So.
No, right. If I didn't take Newton, I would have either taken Kool-Aid or probably Edger and Cooper. But because they re-signed Barnes, they just don't have room for another linebacker.
Yeah, I was thinking that I almost took Cooper with the Niners, and I was like,
Corner bigger need.
Corner bigger need.
Both players good.
Yeah, Dre Greenlaw probably coming back, even though he was hurt last year. So both players good. So, all right, that'll do it for this episode of the Football History Podcast. We'll be back next week to talk tampering.
Tampering.
Actually, by the time we talk, players can officially sign. So we won't have a Frank Gore Philadelphia Eagles legend situation on our hands here.
Right.
All right. So for Mike and Walker, this is Jeff. Thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to set right what once went wrong. I'm going to go fucking once quantum leap long. Mode on. Shut up!
I got him.
All right. Shall we?